broadcasting live from the beautiful Cobb Galleria Center in Atlanta, Georgia, at TAG Summit 2020. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Good morning, Stone Peyton. Lee Cantor here with you, broadcasting live at TAG Summit 2020. Lee, I cannot think of a better way to kick today off than to get going here with our guest. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast with NCR, Miss Smriti Motwani. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me here.
Well, Smriti, you're here on behalf of NCR. Tell us a little bit about NCR. You've made quite the splash here in the Atlanta metro area. Talk about your work here in Atlanta.
Absolutely. So just to provide some background, if you think about NCR, it started in 1884. It was originally National Cash Register. So what's really impressive about NCR is every decade or couple of decades, NCR has been transforming and really kept up with the market, with the industry. And so in Atlanta, and I know when you drive through I-85 and 75, you will see our beautiful building right there.
Midtown.
Jewel of Midtown. It's been really good since we've moved into that building, and it's really helped us. One of the reasons why we went to that building was also just to be closer to Georgia Tech. And so if you look at the number of people we have hired over the last couple of years, it's been crazy from Georgia Tech. So that's been really good for us. And NCR, for folks who aren't very close to it, we have like three divisions. We have banking, retail, and hospitality. And we go to market via those three different verticals.
And then your focus is in which?
I am part of NCR Payments. Mm-hmm. I had delivery for NCR Payments. And it's been interesting, right? We go to market via three different verticals, but at the base of it, it's end-to-end is mm-hmm. where NCR is going to. So right from the where you take the transaction all the way up through, so payments crosses that.
Each of those verticals,
each
right.
of those verticals, that's
so there's
correct.
Foundational kind of technology.
That's correct.
Now, what about the involvement with TAG? Why is that important to NCR?
Yeah, and if you know, our CIO is on the board of TAG, and TAG's very important for us. TAG's really brought all of the technology across all of Georgia together. The best thing I like about TAG, and I've been involved with them over a couple of years now, is just the fact that it brings the breadth of all types of technology, all types of industry and companies together at one place. So if you think about Summit, right, it's an awesome way for all of the technology companies and verticals to come together.
Yeah, we recently had a chance to interview David Cummings, and he said that we were talking about the diverse economy that Georgia has. And we're talking about technology, and he said that in today's world, technology touches all of, it doesn't matter what you're doing, there's going to be some technology touching it.
That's correct. And I specifically have been involved with the FinTech Steering Committee quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And if you think about the FinTech revolution, it's the basis is technology, and it's touching everything.
Now, when you come to a summit like this one, where what's the tagline? Engage, innovate, and transform. You're getting to see kind of Georgia's best all in one place. It must be pretty exciting for you as NCR, which, you know, kind of touches a lot of these companies in your work, to see them all in one location like this.
That's correct. And if you think about NCR, right, so we started with the product company. We are mm-hmm. going end to end. And we also work a lot with our partners. And we believe in cooperation, right? Where this industry is moving is it's not one company. You will have to work with multiple partners, whether you go sell through that or you partner through them for innovation and things like that.
And maybe that's a different type of kind of business life that existed today than it did back in the 1800s when NCR started, right? They were the original fintech company with the cash register.
I would say that's very true. And over the years for NCR, and we have had new leadership at NCR, and I love the fact what they've brought for NCR together is take care of the customer, take care of the employees, and the business will take care of itself. So that is very core to NCR. And then frictionless, right? We have to get out of the way and really make sure that what we bring to our consumers is frictionless and convenience. That's what they want. They want to run their business. And they don't want to sort of, we want to become transparent in that process.
And in order to do that, you have to be really good listeners to the customer, right? Because you have to understand what their pain points are and their needs, and then kind of help them achieve their goals. And when you have that at your core, then business becomes a lot easier, right?
That's correct. So if you look at the areas that we are focusing on, customer side is going to be very important, ensuring our customers are referenceable. And the only reason, the way that happens is really making sure that we make everything we bring to them, we make it simple and frictionless.
Now, I know you haven't been with NCR for a super long time, but for a company to have evolved the way that they have and changed with the dramatic shifts in technology, to be able to kind of navigate those waters for the amount of time they have is really extraordinary. Wouldn't you agree? To be able to make these kind of shifts where a lot of companies are like, this is how we do things. And then, you know, you heard about them 50, 75 years ago, and then now they're out of business because they couldn't kind of navigate all the change. What do you think it is about NCR that allows them to kind of keep evolving and staying relevant as technology has shifted? Like you mentioned, the CR was cash register. That's how it started. And then now they're a company where cash register might be a tool that some of their clients use, but that's no longer the heart of the business.
Yes, and I would say it's at the heart of it is also the culture of NCR. We are big believer in innovation. Also, it's not about doing everything yourself. We are big into acquisitions. We have gotten into certain markets as part of acquisitions. It's a pretty important strategy for us. And then partnership has helped. I actually, if you think about it, I came from an acquisition. Mm-hmm. And I'm a big believer in NCR. It's been really good to me. And just for someone who came via an acquisition and really and now a critical part of NCR, it's really impressive and talks about how well they've taken care of the people throughout the process and really inculcated that innovation and figuring out it doesn't always have to be that you have to build it. Right, really looking ahead and saying what is the next thing, talking to the customers and looking through that and then putting the product forward.
And then identifying best in class and saying, okay, let's acquire them. Let's get that brain power as part of the team. And then it seems like they've been able to integrate the firm you were with kind of into the NCR kind of environment ecosystem in a way that now you're a proud NCR person.
Yes, that's very true.
And that's tricky. I mean, not everybody can do that part of it well.
Yeah, and I'll say one of the things that I'm working on right now with payments is we recently acquired JetPay, it was a processor, and NCR always was in we were in point of sale, and mm-hmm. we wanted to own the end to end experience for the customer, and we would hand that off to other processors. So what we are basically now saying is we've acquired them, and I feel NCR has done a really good job of integrating the JetPay team into the broader NCR, and it's pretty strategic. It's important how NCR goes about the acquisitions. These acquisitions are strategic to the growth of NCR.
Right.
So that's been really good. I'm very excited about what I'm working on right now. It's the acquisition integration of the JetPay processor into the broader NCR product portfolio. And so we are now calling it NCR Payment Solution.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're going to be a panelist here today at the summit, the FinTech Everywhere panel. So you want to give us a sneak peek about some of the stuff you're going to be talking about?
Yeah, so I think this is, think about FinTech Everywhere talks about every company will be in some way a FinTech company, right? Technology, you just talked about it. Technology right. is going to be the base of every company. And then financial technology is going to be part of it. And think about Uber, right? Their core is not payments or technology, but they disrupted that market completely. Right. So that we will see more and more of that. Consumers want convenience. They want to decide how they want to pay, where they want to pay, whether they want to pay from a car or a mobile, or from watch or at the store as a self-service right. or a full service. It's a choice that they have. And that is what every company will have to figure a way out to make it so convenient for those consumers.
Right. And then from the consumer's standpoint, they are kind of oblivious to all of the magic that happens
That's
behind
correct.
The scenes. You know, they just want to pay. Look, I just want to think it, and I want you to debit my account. You know,
That's correct.
And you figure it out.
Yeah, and that's what our customers want, right? They want that end-to-end frictionless solution. Mm-hmm. They don't care how stuff, how right. the magic works. It needs to work. And the companies that are going to really disrupt and do very well are the companies that are going to be able to do that and provide that experience to the customers.
Now, are you seeing any trends where we are going to be seeing maybe some disruption coming up? Because, I mean, even to the effect of things like the Venmos of the world were disruptive for a lot of people. Is there different things coming up in the pipeline that enables these kind of transactions to happen, maybe peer-to-peer or, you know, with an organization more seamlessly?
Yeah, some of those are already out there, right?
Right.
But I feel like this industry has disrupted every 5 to 7 years. Mm-hmm. So I do not see that stopping until we get to really, it'll continue. So the next 5 years, you will see more disruption that's going to come through, whether it's leveraging, we're thinking about data, right? Data is going to be really core.
Right.
So really using that to help our customers and them in, and then the customers helping the consumers is going to be big. So if I look at it, that's going to be a big area. And NNCR is also investing a lot on that side too.
And then for this panel, do you know some of the other panelists?
Yeah, I've worked with Sean Banks. He's with TTV Capital, and he is I'm on the FinTech Steering Committee for the TAG,
right.
and he runs that. So I've had some relationship with them, with him, and I have not met Christian, who's with Coins.
And then so you're going to kind of give a overview of FinTech Everywhere from a, kind of a top-level view of this?
That's correct. I think this panel is going to be really interesting because you have three different people coming from three different walks of the industry. Mm-hmm. So Sean's with investment, basically PE, and Sean does that. And then Christian is more, he's a startup. Right. And I come in with an NCR, the incumbent. So it's a good, if you think about it, it's a good mix. And Andrew, who's going to be moderating, used to be with, he used to lead content for Money 2020.
Oh, so that he'll be the moderator?
He'll be the moderator.
Now, for you in your career, how important is maybe some advice for these people that are in technology in the at Georgia? How important is it to kind of join TAG and to get involved with some of the, like you became active. You didn't say, I'm just going to sign up and, you know, show up periodically. You decided to really kind of immerse yourself in the TAG ecosystem to help.
Yeah, I think for me, if I talk about it, if you think about TAG, there is, everyone has the work they need to do for the company,
right?
It is important to take time out to see what's happening. This is an awesome way to know, hey, I am in this stream, but there's so much happening on these different areas. So one, it gets you a lot of exposure. Mm-hmm. Second, pick one of the societies, right? I picked FinTech because obviously I'm part of payments. So that's, I want to be close to, and it's amazing when I go into those, I get to hear so much about various different aspects that may not be related to what I'm driving
right.
at NCR.
It may not be on your radar, your day-to-day life, but you're like, oh, that's interesting.
That's
and
correct.
There might be ways that it could connect.
That's correct. And so I feel like, and so I am one of the guys who works for me, and we were talking yesterday, and we talked about the fact that, hey, pick a society. There's so much here.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be, because you're in payments or fintech, it doesn't have to be a fintech society. That's what TAG does. You can just decide what interests you, right? Is it cloud? Is it, what is it? Pick those. And really, it's not about showing up. Start with showing up and then maybe raise your hand and say, I can help with one mm-hmm. or two things. That's where you build those connections, right? I mean, when I go to the FinTech steering committee, there are certain areas where I'll raise my hand. Okay, I can help here. That's all that's needed. Everyone does a little bit, and that's how the societies flourish.
And that's what I think makes Atlanta specifically unique, maybe compared to other markets, is there's such a level of collaboration and people wanting to help people, and especially if there's a young person that wants to get involved, there is a, if they stand up and are proactive, that makes a big difference. People notice that, like, you can get a job from this. There's a lot of opportunities that opens when you see people in action volunteering for things like this.
Yeah, and I'll say it is very simple. You just got to show up, raise your hand. It's not a big load, but raise your hand and get engaged. The key is to learn, right? Pick a thing where you don't know much about and start learning.
Right.
And that it's as simple as that. Doesn't have to be complicated.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Now, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, maybe connect with you, is LinkedIn the best way to?
LinkedIn is the best way.
And then NCR, website for NCR, for anybody
NCR.
Listening.
NCR.com.
Good stuff. Well, thank you again for sharing your story.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Be back in a few at the summit.